Your Bad Movie Night Guide, Volume 6, Samurai Cop.
I have a comic book called Penguin Samurai.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible, but like in one of those ways that you want to watch. Just to see if it is the train wreck that you expect it to be.
There's one on Netflix about like female wrestlers that I really want to watch. Ooh. It looks silly.
Like WWE wrestlers?
But they're like one of like the small circuits, like the traveling ones.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like in the 80s, like when it was first getting popular.
Oh, that's cool.
So it looks pretty cool. Like, because they just make like ridiculous costumes and their personas.
Show, everyone. I'm your host, Frankie.
Am I a host?
Yeah.
And then I'm Ashley. If I'm not a host, I'm not Ashley.
I'm Eugene.
I'm Eugene.
That's good.
We're here with episode 5.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Counting. We've been playing a lot of games. In my me, I mean collectively, everyone
in the world.
Yes, in the world.
Everyone has been playing a lot of games. We're very impressed.
We are.
Good job.
Yeah, keep it up, guys.
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. I, however, have not been playing a lot.
Why is that?
I've been busy with a lot of things. So, moving, figuring out moving. Mm-hmm. Other things I don't want to talk about publicly yet. But yeah. And no, not the drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Don't do that.
Nope. Drugs are bad. Okay.
Okay.
What else? She's asleep this time. Might actually be a common podcast.
For how long?
I don't know. Don't look directly at her, though. She'll sense it. Good things have been coming up. I wanted to spend a lot more time with Sonicmania because it's so good. Haven't gone back to it, though.
It's so worth your time.
It really is. I've been playing, though, a lot of comfort games. And just games that make me happy. I know it'll make me happy, even if I'm losing. Even though I do get angry sometimes at the games or other players. I'm looking at you, Overwatch.
It's fair.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Lucio Ball still.
I'm not very good at it.
I'm okay. I'm getting better.
Just in time to take it away.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Okay.
But I noticed that, I don't know if people are just dropping off, but the people I've been playing have been better too. When Angela, Ben, and I play, we've definitely had a lot more games where we struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we won't score, or it's a really, really close game and we'll either lose by 1 point or win by 1 point. But yeah, it's still really fun. So it's actually got me pretty pumped up for Rocket League for when I finally purchased that and play it on the Switch. So
it's lots of fun. It seems, I mean, it's essentially like the same idea, but I think I just like the ridiculousness of Rocket League.
Yeah.
And then you could get, like, dumb stuff for your car. Like, I think we have a wizard hat on ours.
That sounds pretty awesome.
So you could just get, like, dumb cosmetic stuff.
Okay.
But while you're talking about Overwatch, Adrian was playing earlier, and he was playing as Doomfist, and he went to jump over this, like, pit area, and he forgot that that ability wasn't ready yet, and just walked over the edge, and there was one of his teammates behind him, and you see him, like, stop and turn, and then just go about their business. And if I'm like, damn it, we're gonna lose.
That's really good. Oh, man. I like that. You guys have it on Xbox? I don't remember. You guys should have done the Insta replay thing.
Oh, the little clips? Yeah.
Save it forever. Yeah, I do a lot of things like that. I hate when I forget about cooldowns. I'm excited for the changes that they're going to make to Mercy.
I never really played as Mercy. So
neither did I, but I think maybe I play as her more. But it's definitely, so the developer, I guess, like, one of the reasons behind it, behind changing her, so I guess we should backtrack. The changes that are being made is her ultimate will no longer be her ultimate. It's getting moved to a button. And so I think you have a 10-second cooldown on that, and you only get to target one person, I think, within a 5-meter range.
Okay. So no more team revives.
Correct. The other part of that is her ultimate kind of unleashes her abilities. So I guess it's best to use it right after you revive someone. Because what happens? I think you may be able to revive people faster, like it lowers your cooldown. It does something for the healing or for the reviving ability. But otherwise, I think it pumps up the strength of her weapon and, you know, her buffs that she gives out as well.
Okay.
Along with that, when you're buffing anyone or healing them, it does it in more of an area. So if you target somebody, then it's going to do all the people around them. I'm not sure what that area of effect is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so so you'll be able to kind of heal or pump up multiple people at once on the regs.
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's it with her. But yeah, so as I was saying, there was a game that we played not too long ago where we took out a whole team and the Mercy just brought everybody back, and then we lost, like, shortly thereafter, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that the developer was saying, that they noticed that Mercies will hide and, you know, essentially build up their ultimate, alternate, whatever thingy, special power.
Move.
Yeah, so they'll hide away, and they want people to engage in the battle, not be hidden away, obviously.
I actually have not seen that too often, where they just, like, hide out.
Neither have I. But maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
And you said that either way, what ends up happening is that, you know, you get to a moment where you'll take out a whole team that you've been fighting against, and then boom, they all come back, and it's just, it makes a great moment feel completely worthless.
Yeah.
So they want to fix that. And I guess they're going to be making some more tweaks to D.Va, the way that, what her changes are going to be in the upcoming weeks, and then, yeah. And something else. What else? Oh, the seasons. They're going to be shorter. So, get more different modes in to see.
Mode 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
It's a good mode.
It is a good mode. So I'm looking forward to those changes. I will kind of be sad when Lucio Ball leaves, so. I still don't know when Rocket League's coming.
Well, you can play Rocket League now.
I know. I don't know when Rocket League is coming to the Switch.
Then you get Mario and Luigi cars. Dashing plumber boys.
That's true. I forgot that I heard about that. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the trailer finally for Mario plus Rabbids.
It looks so ridiculous. It's like XCOM. But Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah.
And I love XCOM, so it's perfect. Well, I love the one that looks like Peach. And she's like, the little clip of her like shaking out her hair, and she turns around and you're just like, ugh.
Right? And Mario even looking like, I don't want to be rude, but God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's other games coming soon, right?
Probably. I know.
Science next month? Or is it October?
October. I know. Monster Hunter comes out for the 3DS. Metroid will be, the 3DS one will be in September. That's all I know of.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that if you want more Metroid, you need to buy this Metroid?
I thought that's how...
If you want more 2D Metroid, you need to buy this Metroid. Let me clarify.
Somebody was telling me that they were saying that people didn't like the 2D Metroids, and I'm like, who were they talking to?
Yeah.
Like, who ever told them that people don't like these?
Right?
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, apparently if it doesn't sound well, they're probably not going to look at going back to it for a long time, if ever.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
It does. But yeah, so if you're one of the people that's been clamoring for it, then definitely
also pick it up. I would suggest...
Unless it's bad.
But
I doubt it will be.
Well, even for the Switch, since they're still can be hard to come by, reserving them...
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not crazy about reserving games like as soon as they announce them.
Yeah.
But as they get closer to the date, and I know Nintendo tends to have this problem a little bit more, is they don't send out like a mass amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
So usually they'll get like a few extra from like what the numbers that they had reserved.
Yeah.
So it's kind of slim pickings. So if you're interested in it, at least have the placeholder. And, you know, if you can't afford it, whatever, you know, then it'll go to somebody else. But
yeah.
If you do want it, then you are guaranteed to get yours.
Yeah. Or you can get it digitally.
You can.
If you're embracing the complete full digital future. I'm okay with it, but...
It's not even that I like the idea of trading in my games because I don't trade in that much stuff. But I like physical copies.
Yeah.
I like the box art. I liked when they did the instruction manuals.
I really miss instruction manuals. Those were the days.
In a collector's sense, it's nice to have a shelf and you could be like, oh, I like... To be able to see, like, my library of, like, what I want to play.
Yeah. Indeed. See, for me, what it boils down to is... I feel the same way, but if I know it's something that... It's a game that I'm going to want to continually revisit. Like Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just kind of a one-off shot, you know? Like Mega Man. Mega Man, sorry, not Mega Man. Sonic. What's it called?
Mania?
Yeah, Sonic Mania. You know, those I'll pick up as a digital copy. I do kind of want a physical copy of Sonic Mania now, but I want, like, the one with the statue.
Oh, that's still a digital code.
Oh, is it?
The one that Adrian got was.
Oh, okay.
So, but the statue is big.
Yeah, I heard the statue's big. Yeah.
Like, the box is, like, this tall?
Holy cow. So yeah. It's, like, over a foot? Or about a foot.
Maybe like the actual statue is like about a foot.
Okay.
for me, like, if it's a handheld system, it also comes down to if it ever got lost or stolen, I don't want everything to be on there. Or if it's, like, yeah, I've downloaded some games, but it's, like, one cartridge. Mm-hmm. That sucks. But it's not everything that I have.
Yeah. That's true. I've only ever had one... I've had two consoles stolen from me, actually. It sucks.
Yeah.
But I've had one handheld, and... Yeah. That was a bummer. It was a big bummer. So, it would be sad, but honestly, what I'm really hoping for is that with the paying for the Nintendo service next year, I am praying to God that they finally have cloud saves. Because that alone would be worth the... Is it $20, $25?
Probably $25.
Yeah, that would be worth it alone. Like, making sure all my saves are backed up.
Yeah.
Not just for if it gets stolen, but, for, you know, if for whatever reason it breaks.
Nintendo is really good that you can't switch stuff from your profile.
Yeah, exactly.
Which for the DS is not as bad because you could just take out the SD card. Mm-hmm. But for, like, a console, it's not always that easy.
Yeah. That would be interesting to see how that works with the SD card on the Switch, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Other games. Have I played other games? I have.
You played Theater Rhythm.
I played a lot of Theater Rhythm.
Curtain Call, to be precise.
Yes. I think this week, I say a lot, but I want to say it's about 5 hours that I put into it.
It's a decent amount.
Yeah, it's a pretty good amount. One set, I think it was like 2 hours, was in one sitting. I played completely through a dark note that I got off of Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it was essentially, it was like a super rare one. So I think next to the level of the dark note, it has like an N or an R. And I guess N is normal, R is rare. I don't know what P stands for, but the one that I got from Ben had a P on it. And all it was like, it was a long one. They were all battle stages, and most of them were like early Final Fantasy games.
Mm-hmm.
There was some later ones thrown in here and there, like pretty much from Final Fantasy VII and before were all the ones that I played. And it's supposed to be like a nostalgic, you know, adventure through Final Fantasy. So it was really, really cool. The only problem was that it was, I think, just the basic levels. So it felt kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still really fun. And it had some good loot, so.
Nice.
Yeah. And I played another really long one, too. But yeah, I'm still working on upping all the characters right now and getting through all the songs and whatnot, and I'm hooked. I'm hooked again.
Yeah, I've been meaning to go back to it. This week was pretty jam-packed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Hopefully next week.
Yeah. Next week I will definitely have a lot more to talk about because I'm starting my vacation, so.
Nice!
Yeah, so I'll start supercharging on the gameplays.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I really played.
See, we beat Sonic Mania. I guess we got the quote-unquote bad ending.
Uh-oh.
Because we didn't get all the emeralds,
So all the forest kids died?
I don't know. but Adrian wanted to go through it again anyways and get the medals so we could unlock... the mean bean machine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do that. And then, in the process, get the better ending.
Yeah. So you're just going to do that once? Mm-hmm. So far?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think he only got one game over.
Oh, really? Nice.
I want to say it was in... Oh, you haven't beat it, so I don't want to say where. Don't want to ruin anything for you.
The opening, the intro was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard that it has an outro animation as well, right? Like, once you beat the game. Was that there when you guys beat it? Or because it got the bad ending, was it maybe not there? Like, it's not very long.
I just remember, it was, like, really short.
Yeah. But it still had that good animation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. My pants are, like, super ripped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played a bit more No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah. How are you... I really need to pick this up. I'm getting more and more excited about it, so I want to hear more.
I found, like, a bigger variety of animals so far. Because the first playthrough, they all looked pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So now I found some that look like cat deers and, like, little T-Rexes. And there's, like, some big, like, lizard dinosaur-looking ones mm-hmm. that are, like, probably 2 or 3 people tall. So they're, like, a lot bigger than me. Mm-hmm. No space pirates so far, so that's still good.
That is good.
So I'm still having fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, heard a lot of people say that it definitely delivers more on the promises that they gave before the game was released now mm-hmm. than before, and it sounds like people are really enjoying it, and it's, you know, when I heard a few people describe it that way, it actually got me really pumped, because I was really, really excited for the game. I totally intended to pick it up when it first came out, but then, like, everything I heard about it just kind of made me sad. So,
yeah.
So I think I'm reinvigorated. I might actually pick it up.
I mean, if you want to come over, you could definitely check it out.
I might do that.
And I know they have, like, survival modes and mm-hmm. a couple different modes, which I'm not playing because it's too much pressure. I haven't died at all, but I'm terrified of the idea that if I do, then I just have to start over.
Do you have to start over?
In one of the modes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Ow.
So right now, like, if you just play on normal, if you die, it'll, like, respawn you back at, like, your previous save. Mm-hmm. So you just pick up from there. And then you'll lose, like, all the stuff that you had on, like, collected on you and everything. That's pretty much it. I mean, I was just trying to brush up on some game knowledge.
Yeah. All the knowledge.
I guess. It was stressful. So we did the Geeks Who Drink Nintendo themed quiz last night. And last year, our team won for Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted to win again.
Is so that, like, states or...
Like, championship?
Yeah.
I actually think there is.
Mm.
We're not nearly, like... We don't go to the regular ones mm-hmm. that they have every week. But I think that I saw that they do have, like, a big tournament or, like, a big thing for it where you could, like, get a big cash prize.
Wow. That'd be cool.
But it was a lot of fun. A lot of nerds. our quizmaster was dressed up as Waluigi, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pictures are great.
And my favorite round was the fan fiction, where you had to name the franchise that it was talking about.
Can you give us an example? Do you remember any of them?
None that I want to say out loud. but one of them was about Tetris.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Which how you think up erotic fan fiction for Tetris.
Wow.
But somebody did it.
Well, I guess we're trying to fit pieces.
That's true. Yeah. It was not the pieces that you think. Not the obvious choice. There was one about Burger Time.
Oh.
Rampage.
Interesting.
GoldenEye. Castlevania.
Wow.
Kirby's Adventure.
Yeah, oh,
there's some creative people out there.
I guess so.
So we won by 1 point. We were ahead all of the rounds, and they were tallying up the eighth round, and we were only ahead by 3 points at that time. So it was nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm,
and we missed one of the questions, so we thought we lost. But we ended up taking it home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds stressful. But
it was stressful. No fun. Luckily, we have a really good team, and one of the guys is just a brain trust of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Lock it up in the vault.
Yeah. Because, like, last time they had, because they had, like, two audio rounds, and it was, like, music, and then sometimes they do, like, other stuff. And he was like, oh, don't worry, because one of the Pokemon games were on it, and he was like, oh, I know, like, all of their, like, cries, like, the sounds they make, and I'm like, how do you know that? Like, you can tell them apart, but I would not know, like, 151 of them. Right. Like, distinctly, this is this one.
Holy cow.
So he just remembers everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to see him just go through them all, like, in a video. Just like, oh, yeah, that's this one. Oh, that would be nuts. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Something about what feat you're planning on conquering next in the trivia world.
They're doing a Buffy themed one that I really want to do.
You should definitely do it.
But I don't know if I'll be able to get a team together.
You did that last year, didn't you?
Mm-mm. I wanted to. Did they do it last year? Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a Doctor Who one.
I thought it was about, maybe it was the year before.
I don't know.
I remember you talking about it before, though, that there was one coming. And you were really excited for it. It might have not been last year. It might have been a previous year.
I don't know. But yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm looking for the team. I would do it. I need to watch more Buffy. But yeah. I definitely wouldn't be suited for trivia on it at all.
On one of, like, the regular weekly quizzes, they had a round that was Buffy-themed, and I was the only one on my team that knew him, and I was happy and sad at the same time. Because it was, like, no hesitation. I was like, this. And I was like, how do you know all this? I'm like, yeah, it's a good show.
Do you feel like the normal ones are easier than, like, the themed ones?
Yes and no, because the normal ones is just, like, open to anything.
Yeah.
So I guess if you have, like, a lot of common knowledge, you could do all right.
Mm-hmm.
And the themed ones are just, like, more specifics. But I guess if you're, like, that big of a fan of whatever the theme is.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't anything, like, too obscure.
Mm-hmm.
But
no. Yeah, we went over some really obscure myths that I asked you last week. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
What was it? It was about what's Miyamoto's favorite dinner time place to eat?
No, it was not like that. I think the most, like, specific round was like, bad translations.
Oh, really?
So you had to, like, they would give you, like, what game it is, and then they would, like, read a line from it, and you had to say whether that was from true or if it was, like, if that was it, yeah, the actual bad translation or if it was made up.
That's so cool. I like things like that. Ah, damn. Do they have this on YouTube?
I don't know.
They should record that. That sounds like fun times. Those are good questions. And I like watching game shows, so. Or even just listening to them.
Listening to The Price is Right?
Well, no, I listen to it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's like a radio show. It's a news quiz. Mm-hmm. If you have a chance to check that out, I don't know if you particularly would like it. You might, because there's some really good comedians that, like, are, like, part of the panel sometimes. And some of them are really funny. I still don't really know who exactly Paula Poundstone is, but she's almost always on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and she's a riot. I've become a fan of hers just through that show, because she's absolutely hilarious. Just some of the things she says, like, she has a, whenever they talk about, like, some study, she always, like, questions it. It doesn't matter what the study is. She's like, who are these people that they found? Like, what are the scientific basis for this? Or there was one that had to do with, like, something that was, like, you know, it's one of those things that everybody knows, but now there's a study that, like, backs that up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, well, duh, everybody already knew that. All we had to do was just ask some people. That's not a study. She's really good. But, so yeah.
Hmm.
If they recorded that, I would watch it, for sure. Tell them. You don't want to tell them.
I'll tell them, but it's going to probably not be till next year if they do another one.
Deal. No, you're doing the best one soon, so.
I don't know when that is, though.
Oh.
They just say that it's coming soon. That one and another Disney one.
You should call Matt.
Matt and Celia.
Mm-hmm. Get some super Disney.
I don't know. Like, I've seen Disney movies, and that's as far as that goes.
There's a few that I really like Aladdin and The Lion King. I could quote a lot of those.
Like King of Thieves.
Yeah, not that one.
My favorite Aladdin.
I need to watch that.
Except you could very clearly see that it was made straight to DVD.
Hmm. Interesting.
The animation's not bad, but you could tell that the clips that they showed off for, like, commercials and stuff are the only ones that have shadow.
Oh, really? What? Holy cow.
Yeah. So, you could, yeah, like, going through, you could tell that, like, the pivotal points are the ones that they, like, showed off
uh-huh.
for, like, trailers or commercials.
Wow. That's some sneaky stuff there.
I think it was the same thing for Atlantis, too.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
The quality of it was not nearly as good because it was straight to DVD.
I feel like that could, like, fall in the realm of false advertising, then, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it was the 90s. I don't know. Your VCR was really going to make that big of a difference.
I guess that's true, huh? Yeah. Still, though, that's kind of shady, I think. You see what I mean?
Well, it could be that they just ran out of time and or money.
Yeah, it could be. That's true. No, it's Disney.
But it's still, like, a budget.
But they have a huge budget for everything, I'm sure, if they really wanted to. And
maybe they were busy making Lion King or something. I don't know if those came out in any, like, what order. But
they literally have lobbied to get more time with their copyright. So they have time, for sure.
Maybe their people were spread too thin.
Probably. I hear that's definitely a thing at Disney, so. A lot of expectations. That's why the guy that started at Pixar left, right?
Sounds like it could be a thing. I have no idea.
I want to say her name was Lannister, but I think that's very, very wrong. Lassiter. That was his name. It's close.
Yeah. The implications of that name, though, are not good.
Especially when you're talking about Disney. Yeah. No. Nope. Nope. John Lasseter. I think that was his name. His story is really interesting. I think they have that. They have something on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's like the Pixar story or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Anything else?
Nope. That was my week.
Cool.
I watched some Steven Universe.
I haven't watched anything.
Finished that.
So, how'd you enjoy it?
The second season I thought was the best. I feel like the main story arc is being drug out a little too far. It felt like season three was written to be 52 episodes, but it ended at, like, halfway through.
Oh, that's...
But it wasn't even, like, a cliffhanger. It was just, like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't, like, leave you hanging on anything or tie up anything. It was just, like, eh. So.
Kind of like the way that Firefly ended?
No. Maybe. I don't really remember it that well. I think I only watched it once, like through it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Even though I own it.
I've watched it a lot of times. And it's so weird because if you go and like watch the order that Fox aired things in, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you can't follow the story in that order at all. It's dumb.
Well, they do that with, like, other shows, too. Like, if you watch them on Netflix or something, and they just do them in, like, and you're like, oh, I don't remember it being, like, in this order, but that makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did they air them all willy-nilly?
I have no idea. I assume some of it has to do with, like, ratings. Like, oh, this one's more exciting. Let's throw this in.
Yeah.
Just the ratings real quick, you know? Which is dumb. But it's corporations for you.
Me. Well, that's it for me.
What about you, Stephanie? What are you doing this week?
Tail wags.
Yep. She's lying there.
You've acknowledged her.
Mm-hmm. Never woken the beast.
Just trying to get into the swivel chair.
Just trying to get pets.
Yeah.
That's a great radio. News. I don't have a lot of news, but I might not even have any, because I want to say that what I went through, I was kind of like, so if you want to take lead on this one, I'd be okay with that. If not,
I will start with my most exciting, for me, news.
Uh-huh.
Secret of Mana is getting a remake for PS4, Vita, and Steam.
Ooh.
So it should be hitting North America February 15th, 2018.
I want it on the Switch. Can it come on the Switch?
No.
Can you ask them personally?
No. I mean, I could, but I won't.
Damn.
Well, you have Steam. Just play it on Steam.
No, I'm really liking that I can take all my games with me on the Switch. Like, I like the console a lot.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll live with it.
You can probably...
I've never beat Secret of Mana. Don't tell anyone.
Me neither. But it's my favorite NES game.
It's so
good. Well, not NES. SNES. SNES, yeah. Yeah, I have played the beginning of that game so many times as a little kid because I would always get stuck at the tiger after you go through, like, the whole dungeon. And then
Okay. Nobody
ever wanted to play player two with me.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I never played multiplayer with it, and I want so bad.
I have it, and I have a Super Nintendo, and Adrian has a Retron, They have all the stuff for it. And we started it with two people, and I got to the tiger, and then he didn't want to play it anymore.
Are you serious?
Oh. So I actually watched my oldest brother play at least the majority of it.
Yeah.
Maybe all of it. I don't know. But it's my favorite.
It's good times.
So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I might pick it up on the streams.
So it's getting, looks like it's getting like voiceover. So they're all going to have voices. It looks pretty spiffy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'll check it out. Hopefully it doesn't come to the Switch, because then I will probably double dip on it.
I can't imagine it would be like a $60 game. Maybe like $40 at most.
I doubt that it'd even be that. I see it around $25.
Yeah.
Maybe more, but only $25 would probably be the sweet spot.
Yeah. I saw a cool video of like a little adapter piece, so you could play your Joy-Cons with one hand.
Ooh.
So if you have like a disability or an injury or something, so then you could hold both of the controllers in one hand. And I thought that was really cool.
Can you control it?
So they're kind of angled, not like at a 90-degree angle for each other,
mm-hmm.
but it's like an angle kind of close to that.
Yeah.
So you could, it like, where they come together rests in the palm of your hand, so you could still use your thumb for the joystick and then use the rest of your fingers for the other buttons on the right Joy-Con.
Okay. I think I get it.
Well, there's a picture of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to find that and post it in the show notes so people can see it. That's pretty cool. I like when people create things like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Hellboy is coming to Injustice 2.
Ooh.
I didn't play a lot of Injustice 1, but I love Hellboy. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eternally depressed that they're not making the third movie with Ron Perlman.
Right.
But that's a whole other sad story.
Indeed. Agreed.
But the game looks good. He looks cool.
Yeah. There's been, this last week, a lot of podcasts that I've been listening to. There's a lot of discussion about Injustice 2 and what's the other game that they're bringing? It's going to have a bunch of loot in it. It's another WB game, right?
I don't
know. Oh, Shadows of Mordor. The new Shadows of Mordor.
Oh,
It's because they're single player games primarily. I mean, Injustice 2 isn't, but you know what I mean. It's not, I mean, there's a lot of competition on it, but you usually, the way that they've done the loot system, it's like WB has, like, really cashed in on that, and I don't know, I think it's kind of causing an uproar. Jim Sterling did a video, this week about it that I haven't checked out, but it's, I don't know, it's got me thinking about it, so. Continue.
Am I continuing? Are you continuing?
I found some here that I have saved, if you would like me to go.
Age of Empires 4 announced. I'm very excited for that.
Her eyes are sparkling, guys.
They are sparkling. I have very fond memories of Age of Empires. That was the first PC game I ever played. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. I got a Jurassic World Evolution. Did you care about that?
Can you farm with dinosaurs?
Not exactly. It's a park builder.
Oh.
So you get to build a Jurassic Park.
I had a game like that on my phone, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Except for it turned my phone into a piece of shit.
Oh, really?
And a couple of other people that were playing it had the same experience.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know what this is coming out for, if it's going to be a cell phone game or what. but it's from Planet... I guess the developers of Planet Coaster, so...
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Is it like a planet of roller coasters?
I guess so.
Or coasters to put your drinks on. It's like we will not get water rings.
Right? It's supposed to come out next year. The Jurassic World Evolution. It doesn't say what platform, unfortunately.
So we had that Eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw someone photographed it with a Game Boy camera.
Oh, I heard about that. I think it's on the picture, too, actually.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, very Halo-y and ominous at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think... The little bit that I read on it, the guy was saying that the really difficult part was to get it off of the Game Boy camera onto the internet. He was having a difficulty doing
so
that.
So many transfers.
Yeah.
And cables.
Yeah. the next one. Final Fantasy 15 is coming to the PC next year.
I saw that. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Who has not played that game yet?
Me. I was waiting for a PC port.
I guess that's fair.
Just because Square Enix is bringing everything to the PC.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been ramping it up more and more. So I had a lot of faith that and Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm going to come to the PC eventually, so I kind of told myself, you know what, I'm going to wait to see if that gets fulfilled before I jump on that wagon. So yeah, I'm going to pick that up, because I've heard good and bad things about it, but I think it's been more enjoyable overall than not for people.
Yeah.
So...
A lot of people that I talked to didn't like the movie that came out with it, which I don't understand. It's not necessary for you to play the game to like know what's going on, but it does clear up a lot of stuff because they show cutscenes in the game from the movie without sound.
Oh, really?
So you just get, like, little snippets, but having watched the whole movie, like, you actually know what's going on.
So it's not necessary, but it's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the YouTube, like, little anime shorts that they did for it are definitely worth watching also, because they give a little bit of backstory for each of the companion characters, how they met Noctis.
Okay.
Prompto's my favorite.
I will be sure to check that out. I don't know who that is, but
he's the blonde one.
I still don't know who that is.
Oh, jeez.
One of they're all boy band members to me at this
point. There's only one blonde one.
Yeah, but
he's the prettiest one. He loves animals, and I think that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So
swoon.
But the
galore over here.
Monster battles were a lot of fun.
See, that's what I'm looking forward to.
And the Adamantoids, Mountain Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sucked, but it was really cool. Yeah. It takes a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, Adrian and I did it. Like, we'd take turns doing it.
Wow. Well, that's good, though. See, and that's the thing. When it came to Final Fantasy 13, I've actually been considering... playing through it again, because I really liked that battle system, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It for all the complaints I have about Final Fantasy 13, I really think it's actually worth it to play because fighting was so fun. When you come up onto an enemy that you can't beat, like, you just keep dying on them, and then you kind of realize, oh, I need to switch up the way that, you know, my what were they called? Paradigm shifts work? doing that, like, figuring out how you need to balance your characters was really, really cool. Like, it brought a whole new level to it that was kind of reminiscent of, like, you know, figuring out your job classes. Mm-hmm. That I really liked, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was the paradigm system similar to the Gambit system?
I don't know a whole lot about the Gambit system.
Because the Gambit one was like, you have the person that you play as, you could change between the characters, but you could set up like auto, like stuff like.
No.
So the primary one will be to attack the strongest enemy. Mm-hmm. And then their second ability or second slot would be to, if anybody's health gets below 10 or 40%, that they'll either like use an item or something like that. So then they can kind of do it on their own.
No, the way that the paradigm shifts worked is it would essentially change the job class for people. So it wouldn't automate anything. I vaguely do remember there being some sort of, like, that you can hit a button and it would just kind of fill your action bar mm-hmm. with what you need. But primarily what the paradigm shift set were is, say, you wanted to have a party that was just all attackers. Like, all they're doing is flinging all the magic and going.
Oh, right.
But then, you know, you have somebody who's countering against that while you want to be able to switch to a party that has a healer and maybe a buff, somebody that can do buffs and debuffs.
Okay, this is coming back to me now.
Yeah. So, that's what I liked about it. Being able to change your jobs, like, mid-battle was really cool.
Yeah, I should go back and play that one. So I didn't beat it. I got out of Grand Pulse. Mm-hmm. After you fight Cid.
Okay, yeah. That was the first time that's the battle that actually made me really, really like the game, because I died twice, I think, mm-hmm. fighting him. And then it was when I realized that he was doing something that, you know, I went back and like, okay, this is what I probably need to have in there. And mm-hmm. like, I completely wrecked him just by changing a few of those.
Looking at it and then changing it up?
Yeah.
I think I was at, what's the one you get after that? Was it Vanille? I don't know if they're still called Aeons in that one. That's what they were in 10. But I think hers is the one you get like when you're leaving Grand Pulse. And that's where I stopped.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember. Was it her or Snow's? Well, Snow's is at the very beginning, huh?
Yeah, I thought his was dumb.
What was his again?
The two chicks that turn into a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst Shiva I've ever seen.
Right.
I hated him as a character, though. He is so stupid.
He was dumb. Fallout is getting a board game.
I know. It looks like a lot of fun.
It does look like a lot of fun.
We'll probably be getting it.
Yeah. I might pick it up also. It looks really good, so. I don't know a whole lot of details about it, but yeah, it looks good.
It looks like it's like a... Like, the board setup, I don't know, maybe similar. I don't know. I never played any of the Catan games. But you have, like, mm-hmm. the little hexagon or octagon, whatever, pieces. But I guess they're, like, randomly placed face down. So it'll be different every time you play through. So as you're going across them, you flip them over and see what you encounter mm-hmm. or what's going on. And then go from there.
Yep.
And I want to say that there's one that's similar to... like Mad Max, that is like that also, that Adrian was talking about.
Hmm, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few more things here, actually. You want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy 15 is getting a pocket edition. It's mobile, and apparently they're all chibi-fied. so it looks super, super cute.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll put up a picture. Where is it? They had a really good cover picture on here of, that's so weird. Why didn't it show up? It's small on that screen, but yeah, it looks adorable. I think I'm going to have to check it out.
I'm sure the monsters look so cute too.
Yep.
I can't wait. I know they're doing the fishing game also.
Oh yeah.
Adrian is so pumped for that. He spent so much time. I'm glad he moved on from the gambling to the fishing, at least. Yeah. He has terrible judgment for gambling. Like, and he's like, oh, I won these two small ones. Let me bet all of my money on this. And I'm like, those are not very good odds.
Right.
Like, this is not a good move. And then you just lose it all.
Put it all on red.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, go big or go home.
I saw this weird article that KFC employee training game is a raw chicken escape room.
What?
The Oculus game places players in an escape room with a booming heck coughing voice of Colonel Sanders as he instructs the employees on how to make fried chicken.
Oh, that sounds horrible. I want to play it.
You need an Oculus.
I do need an Oculus.
Then you can make all the fake fried chicken you want. Mm-hmm. With weird disembodied hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Okay. I just want you to know going in.
Okay. Side note. I forgot that Hellboy is definitely like the highlight of the Injustice 2 news, but Raven and Black Manta are also coming for those who like those characters.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I skimmed over that. I should have said that all at once.
Yeah, it's okay because I think Hellboy is totally the highlight of those. I mean, Black Manta's cool, Raven's cool, but Hellboy is kind of like, yeah, that's the one that everybody wants. So
yeah.
Have you checked out Faye? That's coming to Switch.
What does it look like?
It's very, it's kind of, what's it called? Like cut out art, you know? It's very, it's so, so unique. Here, I'll show you the trailer here. But it wasn't really on my radar. And then I kind of saw, I saw somebody talking about it, that how it looked really, really interesting, and so I checked out the trailer, and it looks really cool.
It does.
I gotta say, I am
intrigued.
Yeah. I can't remember when it's coming, but I don't know who it's made by, or I don't know any of the details on it at all. All I know is I saw this trailer, and I'm ready. I'm pumped.
It says all four versions will launch early next year.
Okay.
So it's PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Switch.
Sweet.
That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an EA original similar to Unravel. Hmm. Is what this is.
That's the thing. It's really interesting because it looks very indie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks gorgeous.
It reminds me of Dear God.
Oh, yeah. The music that they actually had playing on the trailer, too, kind of helped me because it's one of my favorite bands. Damn, now I forgot the name. Of Monsters and Men. And, sorry. Yeah, Of Monsters and Men. That's what they're called. But they have the song that's like, it's kind of like a little story talking about, like, the adventures of, like, kind of this weird animal and, like, how animals are at war with one another or something. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool little story that kind of, like, is super, super fitting for the trailer. So it was pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, I think that's all that I really have.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh. Did we talk about Lollapop?
Lollapop?
Yeah. The new, what's her name? The new, what's that game with the fighting and the Switch? And
Arms?
There you go.
I don't think so.
So, I think we talked about the list of characters that got leaked.
Yes.
And I think she's the one that was referred to as Candy because she looks like she's made out of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, honestly, to me, she looks like Ronald McDonald gone extremely wrong. She looks weird as heck.
Her in the Helix VFX.
Oh, yeah. No, you got I don't know. She looks so weird. Some people are calling her, like, she's very mime-ish, but I think she's more clowny.
Yeah. It's the shoes.
Yeah.
And the...
The balloon pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say the parachute pants, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the parachute pants, yeah. That works, too.
Her and MC Hammer.
I was going to say, it looks like she met up with MC Hammer earlier that day.
But not her on MCP pants.
Nope. She is going to have, what is this? She has an inflation ability. It doubles her defense and it makes her like a tank. She's going to be an interesting character, I think. So yeah, but.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to go back and play more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got swamped with all of this new stuff right after one after another.
Yep.
But. It's going to slow down a bit before holiday and then skyrocket again.
Yep. It's going to be an exciting year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, thank you for joining. I guess we'll wrap this up now. We have things to say to you, like check out our Facebook. Facebook.com/8bitshow.
Yep. And CGB Network?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's more of an or.
Yeah.
Don't and type both in at the same time.
Yeah, no. I'm working on getting automation for us to automatically bring over Jason's podcasting, so... And then that should automatically post to Facebook if all of these things work. So that'll be pretty nifty. So if you want to start checking out the CGB Network Facebook page, then you'll get updates on both of them. if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast, you can always also go to classicgamerbrain.com. There you can check out all of our episodes for free. You could pay us. There's no way to pay us yet, but you could just, you know.
You could inquire.
Yeah.
How do I pay you for this premium quality audio experience?
Yeah. Wow, you really sold it there. That's awesome. if you'd like to check us out on Twitter, you can find me at Frankie1029. It's Frankie with a Y.
And mine is at Zambot with an X.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Check out videos of my cat rolling around on the floor.
Being adorable and ridiculous all at the same time. Yeah, you're not that adorable. You're just stupid.
It's no way to talk to me.
I was just thinking that. I'm going to clarify. I'm talking to Stephanie, not to Ashley.
Stephanie's the dog.
Yeah. No, why'd you tell him?
It's not his roommate or his girlfriend.
Or a turtle or...
Or his mom.
Or a pet snake.
Or his pillowcase.
Ooh. I shouldn't need a pillowcase. What's your name, Pelicus? Beatrice.
Eugene.
yeah. Thank you for being here. Ashley.
And thank you for having me.
Of course.
Frankie.
And thank you everyone for listening. We will catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.